This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If Aaron Rodgers had his way, I believe that he would like to sign with the Minnesota Vikings. Do I think that that's happening? Not today. Not next week. Do I think it's out of the question? Not entirely. Do I think it's likely? No. But, again, it's just lingering out there. Clearly, he has not made a decision about what he's going to do, where he's going to play, if he's going to play. I think he knows that Minnesota would be an ideal situation. He could go try to beat the Green Bay Packers, which I'm sure he'd like to do. He could go try to continue to own the Chicago Bears as he has in the past. He could go follow the same path that Brett Favre once did, going from Green Bay and finishing up in Minnesota. But I just don't know that it's practical for the Vikings.
Adam Schefter on his podcast.
Kind of interviews himself, doesn't he?
That podcast seems like a wild time, I was just going to say.
Might it happen? I don't know. Could it happen? Sure. But will it happen? We'll have to find out. You're like, what?
A reverse callback.
Mm-hmm. Is he there by himself? Does he do the podcast by himself?
No, I think one of the McAfee guys
got it.
Kind of peppers him, like one of the producers, if I'm not mistaken.
Why does he's asking his own questions?
Yeah, it's
he
a wild,
need anybody else.
It's a wild time. That his podcast is when he was going off on Godwin as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he just kept, like, counting up about the number they might have potentially.
Pass for him, 25, 26, 27,
no,
28.
$30 million.
Maybe like, even 30.
Just start there.
You're like, all right, dude.
Fine. So it seems like a wild time.
Uh-huh.
That's the latest on Aaron Rodgers.
Chris Godwin.
Easy.
There it is. He did have an update on Aaron Rodgers today. He said nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. NFL Network today is saying that Minnesota is out.
What a piece of work.
One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning the free agent quarterback is still in no rush at all. It's good. He's created a logjam at quarterback.
Enough of a reason to just not want him, I don't know what to tell you. Why would anything be different? I get why the Jets took a shot at it. I was really high on the Jets last year. They were horrible. He ruined the organization. He brought in all his guys. Like, would he even go to a place that doesn't allow him to bring in his guys? And then if he, like, so what's the point? Like, what, it doesn't make sense for any team to bring him in, I don't think, at this point.
No. If I'm Pittsburgh, no.
No. You're better off with something else.
The Giants, definitely not.
Because think about last year, Pittsburgh had Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. That combination, significantly better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So now you're going to let both those guys go and then bring in Rodgers? That'd be insane.
I would not.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, a bit of a jumping off point for what we're going to talk about here, the confidence rankings in the NFL with all the quarterbacks, including your QB here in New England.
That's right.
With Drake May. We'll do that coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A reminder that it is Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do some Would You Rathers coming up at 11:30, about 25 minutes from now. Pure Hoops with Terp comes your way at high noon. Every Wednesday, Terp, courteous enough to stick around today.
Very kind.
After a long morning stint on the Greg Hill Show today. Mm-hmm. Quick turnaround after the Celtics last night. Oof. So we'll talk C's with Terp.
We have
our first matchup in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket of the day. We're on to the second half of our round two matchup. Sweet 16 will start on Friday. Round two in the baseball region, we have the number 6 seed Astros, the sunset uniforms that I like so much.
Yeah, you do like those.
Versus the number 14 Orioles. You can vote at Jones and Keefe.
Both got orange in them.
They do.
How do you vote on that?
One of them is
vastly superior to the other.
I don't want to tell anybody how to vote, but I voted Astros.
Okay.
You can see the full bracket at Jones and Keefe on Instagram and Twitter as well. A reminder here, we are broadcasting live here on WEEI in our studios powered by Verizon. Let's put these quarterbacks into, well, different groupings, Keith.
It's not Tier Tuesday, Jones.
No, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Would You Rather Wednesday.
It's not a Tier Tuesday.
Tier anything. But I think we can break it down into just three groups because I think this is a good exercise leading into the draft. Because we're talking about how many teams are going to need a quarterback, how many teams could help the Patriots in that regard by scooping up a quarterback.
It directly impacts the Patriots.
No,
Aaron Rodgers directly impacts the Patriots where he winds up. So it's a good exercise that has a Patriots tie-in for
sure. I think every team pretty much falls into three categories when it relates to the quarterback. You have the guy, you have a guy, or you have no guy.
The guy, a guy, no guy.
So obviously teams have quarterbacks on their roster. So you have to look at no guy. Like, yeah, there's somebody that could take a snap today, but you know they're desperately looking for one and they don't want that guy to start more than a game or whatever. Then there's the debate on, like, we have a guy, like, we're going to start him and, you know, we don't need to reach in the draft for somebody, but if you can entice us with somebody better, we would do it. And then there are other teams, and this is where you're not just ranking the quarterbacks, but if somebody took somebody in the first round last year, like Caleb Williams, for example, like we'll get to him. I don't know, like they better think he's the guy, right? Like they draft him number one overall and he's only played 1 year. And maybe we'll debate this. Maybe you'll feel differently. But I just think doesn't mean he's a great quarterback. It just means for them, they feel like they have the guy.
Okay. Let's start in the AFC East. Let's start with an easy one. Okay. Josh Allen.
Yep. That's the guy.
The guy.
The Bills have the guy.
Okay. Let's go to Miami. Tua.
So I've never been a Tua fan, but I feel like they've committed to him. And
You're a the guy with Tua.
I think maybe.
I'd say he's a guy.
You think he's a guy?
Yeah.
He's had some really good games in the past.
Billy, break the
tie. Want to break the tie on that,
Tua,
Bill?
Is he the guy in Miami? Is he a guy in Miami?
Tua Tagovailoa. A guy. All right.
A guy.
Fine.
Overruled. A guy.
Son of a gun.
New England, Drake May.
The guy.
All right, so maybe we have a difference in how we approach this exercise.
The guy.
A guy.
Drake May's a guy?
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Okay.
He was the number three pick in the draft.
He's not going to get replaced.
No.
But he is definitely one of the guys in the league.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have Tua over Drake May?
No, they're on the same tier.
No, you wanted a guy. Wait, who wanted Tua? Never mind.
Nick, unplug. Plug back in.
I thought Jones wanted Tua as the guy.
I think for this
Keith
argument,
wanted Tua as the guy. I said a guy for both. Yeah.
Like I think they're. I don't think either
we're
one
both
are
consistent,
like,
Nick, on this.
I don't think they're
both the guys to Keith. They're both a guy to me.
I'm not saying they're top 10 quarterbacks.
I'm so confused because we had a tiebreaker.
That's true. And now Nick's a fourth vote on this, so it's 2-2. Now it's just a wash. We just stare at each other. So you think a guy?
That's how I vote. We're gonna second already. We need Billy again to break
Billy,
the tie.
Billy, Drake May, a guy, the guy,
the guy.
Okay,
overruled.
He's the guy.
Okay. So Drake May greater than Tua. Josh Allen, Drake May, both the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tua is a guy. Justin Fields,
no guy.
I also said no guy. Okay, good. We're back.
So we're back to agreeing. So, and I like Justin Fields more than most, and I really probably shouldn't. He hasn't given me a lot of reasons to defend him or like him. I liked him coming out of school, and it hasn't gone great for him. And even though he got $20 million a year, it's still the Jets. They were desperate. They signed him. If they could upgrade, they would. But he's not the guy. Like, I don't know how many seasons he's going to start there, how many games he's going to start there.
Yeah, I would, I thought it was a little harsh to say they don't have a guy, but
they don't.
He didn't even make it through last year as a starter. I like him, they have no guy. All right, AFC North, these should be easy.
Yeah, these ones are.
Lamar Jackson.
That would be the guy.
Okay, we agree.
We agree on that.
Joe Burrow.
That would be the guy.
The guy.
Yep.
Cleveland.
That'd be no guy.
I think it's Kenny Pickett.
Oh boy, that's a sub tier below no guy.
That is no guy. Do we need a new group?
No, that'd be too confusing. Let's just leave him in the no guy. They don't have a guy.
Kenny Pickett, no guy.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. I think it's Mason Rudolph.
They have no guy.
Okay, no guy. That's a potential destination for Aaron Rodgers.
Because I feel like they just had a guy. Like Russell Wilson at this stage of his career was a guy.
Yep.
And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I feel like right now they're looking. They're in search.
Mason Rudolph, there was a tweet today. I forget who had it. Maybe it was Rap Sheet. They're comfortable with Mason Rudolph. No, they're not.
They cannot be.
They have no guy.
They also have Skylar Thompson. That's not going to get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, AFC South, CJ Stroud.
So I think it's the guy.
You think he's a guy?
We approach this very differently.
We do.
I think he's a guy. So
I like him.
Yeah.
I believe in him. I don't think he's going to get benched or anything this year. But
do you think, who
does he belong on a tier with, like, a grouping?
They're not tiers. Although the graphic later is going to look very similar to tiers. Do you think
But is he the guy in the way that, like, Lamar and Joe Burrow are? No. So I think it needs to be reflected. He's a guy.
Do you think the Patriots would trade Drake May for CJ Stroud?
Maybe.
Do you think the Texans would do it?
No.
So the Texans are like, we got Stroud.
Yeah.
So shouldn't he be the guy?
I guess I understand the logic, but like, would they trade him for Lamar?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's why it's not like a ranking. Like, there's only three tiers. So there's going to be...
He's a guy.
There's going to be guys on the same level that one's way better than the other.
Yep.
Otherwise, it would just be a full power. You always want to do power rankings.
Yeah, yeah,
Jones
I do.
Doesn't love the idea of tiers.
I like to just rank things.
He wants to go 1 through 32. That's not what we're doing.
Billy.
Another tiebreaker.
We're going to need Billy more than I thought. Another tiebreaker.
Why don't you come in this room, Bill?
CJ Stroud, a guy or the guy?
The guy.
Damn. Okay.
There we go.
I don't like this.
Now we're talking.
This is easy. Anthony Richardson and Indianapolis.
That'd be no guy.
No guy. It could be Daniel Jones. Does that change your mind?
For sure no guy.
No guy.
That confirms no guy.
Okay, Jacksonville.
Two guys equals no guys.
Yeah, that's a good formula. Yeah. Jacksonville.
I feel like a guy.
Trevor Lawrence is a guy.
A guy.
Okay, we're back.
And he might be teetering into no guy territory.
Very close.
But right now, I think you still put him as a guy.
Okay, Tennessee. Will Levis, no guy.
Yeah, no. They get no guy.
Now, they're going to probably draft a guy.
But
they draft the guy.
March 19th, no guy.
No guy as of today.
That's fine.
AFC West, I already know we're going to disagree on Denver.
Oh.
Bo Nix is a guy.
He's the guy.
Billy?
The guy.
I don't like how much he's siding with you.
Yeah, well, he's the guy.
Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City, pretty easy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Chargers and Justin Herbert.
Yep, another easy one.
The guy. Geno Smith in Vegas.
So I think a guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, a guy.
See, we're back.
Okay, we're in back. Agreement. Yep. All right, AFC done. NFC East, Dallas and Dak Prescott. A guy. A guy.
He might be the guy.
Keith.
Look him up 2 years ago. What did he do 2 years ago?
Yeah,
he damn near won the MVP, didn't he?
I understand how the Keith rules work. I get that. What did he do?
That was nice.
How about last year? He got hurt again.
He was runner-up in the MVP in 2023, and then he got hurt, so now he's no longer the guy. He led the league in touchdown passes 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was hurt this year, so you think he's just done for his career?
What was he the year before that?
I don't think he's done for his career. I don't think he's even getting benched, but what if he has a subpar season this year?
He's had 3 years with at least 30 touchdown passes.
Okay. Billy, is Dak Prescott a guy or the guy? Thank you.
Billy's getting mad.
Billy
doesn't
back.
Want to be a part of this.
I've made Billy feel bad enough about siding with you so much. He tossed me one there. That was a pity vote for me. Good. Dak Prescott is a guy.
You guys have short memories.
Our memories are not as long as yours. That's for sure. The Giants, which I guess is only Tommy DeVito.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's bad.
I thought they still had Drew Lock. No guy.
No.
Okay. Philly's easy.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts.
I would say the guy.
The guy. Washington
the
is
guy.
Easy.
Yeah.
The guy.
Yeah.
There's a difference between Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Drake May, to me.
Not really.
But okay, yeah, it's not going to be reflected in these groupings.
I mean, sure, Drake May's the only one that didn't make the playoffs.
Jaden Daniels,
yeah,
the guy. NFC North, we're going to disagree. Billy, get ready. Caleb Williams? he's a guy.
I'll give you a guy.
Thank
because
you.
Because,
okay.
because he didn't have a great year.
Billy, lean out.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a guy.
No, I'll give you a guy for that
a
one.
Guy.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's fine for now.
Detroit, I'm not sure if we're going to agree or disagree. Jared Goff.
A guy.
A guy. Great.
Yep.
Okay, we're
yep.
back.
Yep.
Green Bay, Jordan Love.
The guy.
A guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it during the Toyota-thon? Is his stats during the Toyota-thon? Like
oh, is he like
level?
Is he like Kyler Murray with Call of Duty?
Yeah, he has like a month where he plays insane
really?
During the Toyota-thon.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Funny.
But good to know for fantasy next year.
So, he's...
Jordan Love's a guy.
He's been the starter for 2 years. They've made the playoffs both years. I think the expectations just kind of got up.
Yes.
But I don't.
CJ Stroud has also made the playoffs 2 years. I also said a guy for
True.
Him.
You did, but I didn't.
Nope, and I was outvoted.
And I feel like he is maybe the expectations after his first full year as a starter really kind of ballooned up. But I don't think Green Bay, like, yeah, obviously they'd rather have Mahomes or Allen, but that's not really the thing. I think right now they would say, like, we have the guy. Like, I don't think they go in thinking, like, man, quarterback's holding us back.
Billy, Jordan Love, a guy, the guy.
The.
There we go.
Damn it.
There we go.
All right, I'm not sure how you're going to vote on this next one. Minnesota with, it sounds like not Aaron Rodgers, J.J. McCarthy. Is
yeah.
he a guy or is he no guy? He's a guy.
I'll go a guy.
I'll go a guy.
Because if we're going to go Caleb Williams, J.J., that's fine. It's early enough. I feel like guys that just drafted, and also when you look at this, the teams that are in that bottom tier would be ones that like probably should draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in the middle tier are like maybe they could.
Right.
And then the teams on the top like won't.
Got it.
Yeah, that's how I kind of also look at it.
J.J. McCarthy, a guy, we agree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we'll be the same on Atlanta then. Michael Penix?
A guy?
A guy.
Yeah, a guy.
Yeah. He's not the guy.
No, he's A, but he's A guy.
Started a couple of games. He's a guy.
All right.
Carolina and Bryce Young?
No guy.
Oh, that's no guy.
I feel like we've seen it for 2 years now.
Wow, so this is the rare quarterback that I am higher on than Keith.
Okay, what do you got?
I said a guy.
All right.
Billy? Is Bryce Young a guy or does Carolina not have a quarterback?
He's a guy.
All right. There we go.
Put him on there.
Derek Carr, this one I struggled with in New Orleans. A guy or no guy?
No guy.
I would have said a guy, but I'll go with you on no guy.
I don't even think Kellen Moore like confirmed he'd be their starter.
I could see them drafting a quarterback at 9 or somewhere in the first round.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sure. Let's go no guy on Derek Carr. Baker Mayfield, this is a test for you, Keith.
Oh, my God. The guy and then some.
Okay,
called the Baker Mayfield tier.
I also voted the guy.
Yeah, of course he's the guy.
On Baker Mayfield.
Stud.
And Tampa. All right, one division left. Kyler Murray and Arizona.
So this is, I think, a very debatable one. And as much as I like him, I think I would have to...
He's a guy.
Reluctantly put him in the...
He's a guy. I think you and I are higher on him the most.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford and the Rams.
So he's old, but he's probably the guy.
I voted the guy.
Yeah.
I think he's... They gave him another contract. I don't see them moving off of him. He's the guy. Seattle and Sam Darnold.
I would say a guy.
A guy.
Yeah.
And
this is...
The last one is tough.
This is a real debate.
San Francisco and Brock Purdy. He hasn't been paid yet, but it sounds like they're going to pay him. I don't know if that would change your mind. I would say Brock Purdy is a guy.
I think he's a guy.
Okay.
I'll give you a guy.
All right, so where we land
on
that?
That's the one that I think people are going to be mad about the most because it's not a straight power ranking, right? Like, so Brock Purdy might be better... Then a couple of guys on the list above him, maybe you like him more than Bo Nix, or maybe you like him more than CJ Stroud, or maybe you like him more than like Jordan Love. But I don't think the franchise, at least to this point, doesn't like him as much as the guys that they have. So it's fairly even. So we're saying teams that have a guy would be the Bills, Pats, Ravens.
No. Teams that have the guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, the guy.
Yeah.
Bills, Pats, Ravens, Bengals, Texans, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Eagles. Commanders, Packers, Bucks, Rams.
That's a lot of the guys. A lot of teams have the guy.
That's 13.
That's a crowded tier.
13.
Yeah. That sounds high.
I think 12 have a guy.
Yeah.
Dolphins, Jaguars, Raiders, Cowboys, Bears, Lions, Vikings, Falcons, Panthers, Cardinals, Seahawks, Niners.
Okay.
And then we're saying seven teams have no guy. Jets, Browns, Steelers, Colts, Titans, Giants, Saints.
That's our strongest tier. So I'm very confident in our no-guy tier.
So the three teams drafting ahead of the Patriots.
I'm sorry, group. Not tier. Group.
No, it's not a tier. Looks like a tier.
Don't be crazy.
The three teams drafting ahead of the Patriots have no guy. And then other teams relatively high in the first round also don't have a guy. So that's where you can maybe see some trades, or that's where like a Jackson Dart or a Jalen Milroe gets like overdrafted. And I also think if any of those teams sign Aaron Rodgers or Joe Flacco, they have like a guy for all season.
Right. But for this year.
Maybe.
But you're right back. You're right back to it next year.
Even like Cousins and Wilson and all those guys, like you probably need to be thinking about the future right away.
It's a good text.
I think what people are going to be most pissed about are Purdy and Goff not being on the top tier, and then like my guy Nick's being on the top tier.
Yeah, Purdy will be the real test this year without first team teamers all around.
That's also true. Purdy had the benefit of having our studs all around.
I think we might have drug mail a little high. Text line. Jones thinks this is tears, and Keith thinks this is his small haul. I'd say that's pretty accurate.